You're listening to All Things Considered on KUAR. Yesterday, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel spoke to the Arkansas Sheriff's Association in Fort Smith and called the state's current death penalty system broken. Arkansas hasn't executed an inmate since 2005, and with the current situation, it doesn't look like any inmates will have their sentences carried out anytime soon. Mr. McDaniel joins me now on the line, and sir, thanks for giving me a few minutes.
Of course. Always good to be with you.
You said yesterday that Arkansas needs to have a new debate about the death penalty. Explain the situation that Arkansas is facing right now.
Well, the short version is this. We have never-ending civil litigation, which was not the norm even a few years ago on the death penalty. But even if the litigation and the appeals ended, we don't have a source of supply for the drug for lethal injection, nor do any other states. This is not unique to Arkansas. And even if a supply appeared and the appeals disappeared, the new reality is that realistically you're going to have to divulge the name of a physician administering the drug. No physician wants to participate in an execution if their names are going to be made public. And furthermore, the AMA says that it's unethical for a physician to participate in killing an otherwise healthy human being. And so the reality is the debate should be, do we continue pouring money into litigating sentences that realistically will never be carried out, or are we honest with the people about the system? We either need to abolish it or modify it, but where we sit now is a bottomless hole of money with no results reasonably foreseeable.
You mentioned that there were doctors who were willing to help carry out executions in the past, but what changed that now makes it where their names could become public?
The DEA in Georgia informed the Attorney General of Georgia that they thought that only a physician could administer such drugs. If the inmate has a right to have a physician administer the drugs, a qualified, licensed physician, I can't imagine any of the lawyers who've been litigating every subtle nuance of these death penalty cases accepting our word for it that the person administering the injection is licensed, good standing, qualified physician. They're going to want to know who that person is. They're going to want to know that person's curriculum vitae, and they're going to want to depose that person. And I realistically could never tell a physician who was contemplating participating that I could guarantee their anonymity. We'd certainly do all that we could to protect their anonymity and have arguments as to why we could and should and would, and certainly we would try, but I couldn't guarantee their anonymity. And I think that even the risk alone would deter a lot of physicians from participating.
And the Department of Correction had recently said that the pharmaceutical company that provided the drug to be used in the execution process closed the account with the state because it didn't want its product used in an execution.
That's what's leading other attorneys general to say that we're going to have to revert to, in their states, the gas chamber or the electric chair. Utah just carried out an execution within the last couple of years by firing squad. And what I said in my remarks to the sheriffs, which they generally agreed with, was I think that the voters of Arkansas would say, if polled, they still support the death penalty. I question whether or not the voters of Arkansas would support the death penalty if the only methods of execution are firing squad or gas chamber or electric chair, because those are widely viewed as pretty barbaric. So as I've said, I support the death penalty. I continue to do all that I can with my office to see that the 38 inmates on death row have the sentences completed that have been given to them by juries. But the truth is we're going to pay lawyers in my office until they retire to litigate these cases, and I don't think that there's any real outcome. I think it's pointless, and I think we need to revisit whether or not we should continue dedicating that level of resources to something that's not going to provide the taxpayers any real resolution.
And you mentioned that many states, 18 states, have done away with the death penalty, but you believe the majority of Arkansans do support the death penalty, but it's just the options beyond lethal injection that you believe there's not support for?
Well, I haven't done any polling, but I will say that even I consulted with a lot of law enforcement and prosecutors and legislators before giving this speech yesterday. I recognized that it would be big news. I recognized that it would open a large discussion. I recognized that there would be reporters going out on the street and folks saying, you know, that they would gladly, just shoot the condemned themselves. I mean, I knew that there would be a big debate and discussion about this if I brought this issue to the forefront. And so I kind of tried to gauge, to the best of my ability, unscientifically, what the response would be. What are people going to say? And I have not found. I found that people do want to carry out lethal injections. They are comfortable with the thought of lethal injections. They assume that the reason the governor hasn't set execution dates is because of litigation, that sooner or later the appeals will run out. Well, at this point, it has nothing to do with any of the appeals of the persons on whom I've notified the governor that we can set dates. Now it's all about civil litigation and availability of the drugs. I don't think people realize that those complicating factors make the lethal injection a non-option. It just doesn't exist for us right now as an option. So if it doesn't, what would people think about having a firing squad the way they did in Utah? And I got to say that most of the law enforcement officials and prosecutors and people that I spoke with, they winced at that notion. They didn't like the idea of the state sanctioning a firing squad like they do in third world countries or Old West movies. And so there's an evolving sensibility on the part of the public about how they want the death penalty, but what method would they deem to be humane and acceptable, and what would they not? And I'm not advocating one or the other. What I am saying is that our current system is completely broken, non-functioning, and I don't know that any amount of money being poured into it is going to fix it. So we can either keep throwing money into pointless litigation, or we can have a new debate on what do we really want to do as a state. I don't expect this to be resolved in my time as Attorney General, but I feel like I'm uniquely situated to be the one to tell the public where we stand. And so that's what I'm trying to do and what I will be doing over the coming weeks.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, thanks very much for giving me a few minutes to talk about this very complicated issue.
I'm proud to do it.